Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big thanks once again to our man Eddie Gonzalez here as we close out final hour of the week here. Reminder, I'll be at Sky River Casino tonight, 32 Bruce Street for Pride Bingo. If you want to come hang out, Wake Up Carl's going to be hosting. I'm just going to be out there eating and having fun, man. That's all I'm going to do. Sipping a little red wine, man. That's all I'm going to do.
That sounds like a good time right there.
Yeah, you want to pull up 32 Bruce Street. Maybe we'll go hit the tables together, whatever it is, man. Come hang out 7 to 9 tonight. 7 to 9 next Friday, a night with D'Lo and KC. Our very first live show that we're not broadcasting. Our very first live show that we're going to do in the evening. It is exclusive for the people who can come out live. We hope that you could be there. 32 Bruce Street, we're going to be out on the patio with the pool table and the TVs and all of that good stuff. And we'll be talking basketball. We'll be talking personal things. We'll have the microphone out there for you. It's going to be a good time. We really hope you can. We pushed hard to do a night show. We didn't want to do a live broadcast. We wanted to try something different. So hopefully this works for more people's schedules. Hopefully you guys can come and spend some time with us out there at our favorite spot, 32 Bruce Street inside Sky River Casino.
Going to be a good time, man. Going to be a good time. Real quick, side note. You know what was great last night?
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Cup Finals.
The Stanley Cup Finals have been great, period.
Oh, fast.
That's game four.
Yeah.
Third overtime game? Or third? Yeah, third overtime game of the series. Yeah.
And last night was sensational.
Yeah, last night was amazing.
I wasn't watching it live because I was at my son's baseball game, but I kept track of the score, and the game was so good, I went back and watched like a condensed version when I got home of the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got to see this. And then seeing the shots from Edmonton, you know, then the little viewing party or whatever, they're going crazy.
That was fire.
Like, yeah, the Stanley Cup Finals been on point.
The Stanley Cup, I feel like the finals rarely miss. Mm. The presentation is always flawless. It's probably the best in all of professional sports. But yeah, this series has been absolutely crazy, and it started in game one.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Fun to watch. Not going to break it down and pretend like I know what's happening.
Well,
just tell you from a viewer's perspective, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I will. When Keith Tkachuk, when he had it in the blue zone, that's when McDavid came through and had it on the other side. And the puck, you know, it was about to be icing, but they stopped it. And Keith Couture came through and McDavid came through. And that's what caused the one goal.
You know, you said the name two different ways.
Which one is
it's
right?
Like it's like Dolby it Live Couture yesterday. You said Dolby Live like seven no different ways yesterday.
Is it Couture or Tkachuk? I can't remember.
I have no clue. Shout out
Couture
to my
side. Couture or Tkachuk is a wild difference. Couture and Tkachuk sound like two different people.
Shout out to my boy McDavid. I know that, though.
Well, I know that name.
I know that name.
Yeah, know that name.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, Stanley Cup Finals has been a lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. Back to the Kings. We started and ended a Trae Young rumor this week. you have brought up names like Jordan Poole, and we'll leave Jordan Poole out of this because we don't know. Let's work with what we know.
Okay.
We know that the Kings either have had or had one or the other conversations regarding Trae Young. We know that.
Yep.
Mark Stein reports that the Kings, whether they've had conversations, they've expressed interest. What that means exactly, I don't know. But they've expressed interest in the likes of Jrue Holiday, Marcus Smart, and your favorite, your boy, you'll have a jersey next year, Malcolm Brogdon. So, one being, conversations have been had. We are under a very strong impression that the new general manager of the Sacramento Kings is not a fan of Trae Young. Mm-hmm. We've heard reports from very high-quality reporters that the Kings are interested in Jrue, Marcus, and Malcolm. Okay. I believe these are things we know now. Does that tell you something about what they're looking for?
Those are the same type of players.
Offense isn't their type. It's like when I was asking you about Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't like Trae Young, why would he like Jordan Poole? Mm-hmm. And it maybe for the first time since Scott Perry became general manager, we can start to see what he's looking for when it comes to building this team. And it might not be a high offensive caliber guy.
And that's perfectly fine. Those guys, all those guys that are mentioned, even though I'm not crazy about Malcolm Brogdon,
You hate him.
I'll add him into this category too. As complimentary pieces, sure, perfectly fine. But we've talked about it. Jesse's talked about it. Like, you've got to have one guy that can go crazy. You probably need two guys that can get you 25 to 30 on any given night. And if he still is able to go get that guy, a Jrue Holiday, a Marcus Smart, Malcolm Brogdon, that works fine with a Zach LaVine, another guy that can score like that, and then those other, you know, complimentary pieces. So that's the distinction that I have with those type of groups and those type of players. You need those players to win 100%, and you want them on your team. But I don't think you can have a team full of those guys. You still need some specialty guys that can go out there and get you buckets at any point in time. And if he's still like looking for that while looking for those guys, I'm with it. But that's the hope.
Okay.
I like all those. Like I said, I like all those guys on a team. The Brogdon,
Jrue, Marcus,
Jrue. I like them on a team, but
it needs to be one of three moves.
100%, 100%.
And that was the true. I mean, and that's the case for Trae too. Mm-hmm. That's the case for Jordan.
Yeah, it's
Poole.
Just a different. That's person the case. You're
yeah. The Kings. The Kings aren't a move away. Every Kings fan knows that. I think the entire front office knows that. The Kings are not a move away.
Let me ask you this, because this would also kind of dictate what type of moves you make or how you go about your offseason. What if Scott Perry believes in Zach LaVine? Because if you believe in Zach LaVine and the type of player he could be, you could be looking at that as, we have our number one scoring option.
Well, I think there's video evidence to show that maybe that's not true.
Yes,
or maybe that, or maybe that's not the case. I should say.
Yes and no. What the video said, which was perfectly fair,
absolutely,
was the way he goes about playing the game right now and having him in a role as being your best player is not suitable to winning.
So, with those guys that you just named. Or not that you just named, but the guys that we just talked about, Jrue, Marcus, Malcolm Brogdon. Those are really, especially in the case of Jrue Holiday, maybe Marcus too, really high-quality role players. Mm-hmm. Maybe Malcolm Brogdon. He's a quality role player. I wouldn't call him a high-quality role player. I'd call the other two high-quality role players.
Agreed.
Can the Kings build a winner acquiring high-quality role players? Because, to me, the only way that works is if Zach LaVine is really good. Like, if Zach LaVine is like career high levels good, that's the only way it works. Like, you'd have to watch the Kings and go, Zach LaVine is the best player. Mm-hmm. It's not, we're not debating it. We're not trying to figure on a night to night basis. We can see Zach LaVine is the best player. I think most fans, most Kings fans don't think, I think most NBA fans don't think that that thought is realistic. Mm-hmm. But if you have a higher quality group of individuals around him, is it possible that Zach LaVine emerges as your one or as close to a number one as you can get? And the true duo is him and Domantas Sabonis.
Potentially. I mean, you think about it, because he has the skill set to be able to do so. It feels like it's always on the table, but I don't know if he, I don't know if that's part of his DNA to be a one, like a true one, you know, because to be that every night, you've got to be ready to, you know, put up the shots, put up whatever shots you need to carry your team sometimes. And what I saw in the short time with him here in Sacramento and a little bit in Chicago was, it just, it had to be a perfect situation for him a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't, I don't know. I wouldn't, I didn't see enough that I would trust him being your one or close to a one. I think he's got the talent to do it, but in an ideal situation, I'd have him as my two, possibly my three, when you talk about scoring options or best player on the team.
He's a career 20-point per game scorer. He peaked, though, his all-star year at 27.4. He had two all-star years. That one and the next one, 27.4, 24.4 the year before. Prior to making the all-star team, he averaged 25.5 points per game. So that those were 3, 4, and 5 years ago, respectively. Last year was, with Sacramento, was 22.4. With Chicago, he was 24 points per game on the season. He was 23 points per game. Can he get closer to that 25-point-per-game number and emerge as a guy who put up essentially what De'Aaron Fox's numbers were?
I'll say this, too, about Zach LaVine, be fair to the situation, be fair to the conversation, is, number one, last year coming into Sacramento had to have been a complete Donald Glover walking into the apartment on fire. Like, what is this that I'm walking into?
And that's not even to account for what he was dealing with personally.
And that's the other thing. Like, he had a lot personally going on in his life,
which isn't a secret. We all know his wife had a baby. They upped and moved essentially across the country to Sacramento.
Yeah. So
where he and she knew no one.
Right. He was staying in the Sawyer for most of the time.
I think the whole time.
Yeah. So those things matter. It's not everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's, he maybe just isn't that type of guy to do, you know, to take over a team or do. So that could be the case too. But it could also be the case that there was just a lot going on in the 6 weeks he was here. The 6 weeks! 6 weeks that he was here.
Yeah.
There was just a lot going on.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Dwayne.
I told him I didn't need anything else. I just needed the 6 weeks. You got 6 weeks, Zach. 6 weeks.
Funny thing, I don't even remember him saying 6 weeks in that stupid interview, and now it's the only thing I know from the interview. Other than Triple H sucks and they weren't selling Elimination Chamber and I had to come save the day because I'm the Rock. Actually, Pat, I'm Dwayne right now, but you know, I'm the Rock on TV.
And I'm the final boss as well.
I expect everybody to understand the distinction, because I actually, when I was on your show that first time that launched this whole thing, I was Dwayne, but I was actually the Rock.
Now you're seeing it. Now you're breaking it down the way it needs to be.
The more I've grown to dislike that individual, the more I look back on him and think he has been full of crap for so long.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And wrestling fans just bought it.
Was he liked in the locker room? Do you know?
When he, yeah, I think so.
Came back that one time and told us he was never leaving and then left.
Well, yeah, that really stuck with you.
Literally one.
That, well, it happened twice. Happened here as well.
That roof.
What?
No, you're right. I'm just.
What are you hiding your face for?
No, it's just funny. It's just funny. You were right. Gonna focus all my attention here.
I was so hyped. I was like, yeah, it's finally getting some change.
Has anyone seen? No. Like 3 weeks later.
3 days.
No, I mean 3 weeks. Still nowhere to be found.
We'll write a book on Odyssey Sacramento one day.
Oh, that's going to be a bestseller.
Oh, man.
A bestseller.
But I don't know. What do you
think? Is there a scenario?
What do you think about Zach? Like, do you think he's capable of it? I've got my guard up.
Part of me wants to take in like the human element and just believe the circumstances regarding last year were brutal. Personally and professionally, he was walking into a difficult situation here. So I believe he can be better than he was last season. I feel like I'm setting myself up for disappointment, though, by believing that. There's a certain point where, like...
Well, when has he ever been that? Like, we could throw away last year and all. When has he ever been that in his career, though?
Been what?
Well, just the guy we're kind of asking right now. And it's been successful.
Again, it, respectively, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, like, that's when. I just... don't know if he can do that again. So I'm not of the belief that Zach LaVine, like, I know a lot of Kings fans strongly dislike Zach LaVine's game. Mm-hmm. I'm not that, but without a clear, definitive guy on this team, Zach LaVine's game does worry me a little bit. Mm-hmm. because it's him. To me, like, it's him. You talk about bucket getters. You talk about a guy who can go get you a basket. Right now, it has to be Zach. Lord knows the other guy's not going to do it. He absolutely will not, come hell or high water, go be an offensive player. He's going to get his rebounds, and he's going to do that at an extremely high level. He's going to, you know, be a floor general. He's going to do that at a really, really high level. But when it comes to being a scorer, Domantas Sabonis just is not going to do it. And you're going to have Zach LaVine do it, or you're going to have to ask for something that you're asking for Zach LaVine to do something he hasn't done in a couple of years. The alternative is to ask a guy to do something that we've never seen him do, and that's Keegan. Mm-hmm. And I'm done asking Keegan for stuff. Maybe you guys were right. Maybe you were right. Maybe Keegan, this is just who he is. And if it is, fine. But if it is, we better figure some things out. This organization better figure some things out. Yeah. And I don't know that attacking the defensive side of the ball is going to be the move if you don't have scorers on your team.
Right. Right. And that's where I get into this situation where I'm taking chances on guys that aren't great defenders, but they can score. So that's a risk in itself. I'm willing to take a risk on Jordan Poole, on LaMelo, on all these other guys. Mm-hmm. It's a risk to take a chance on Zach LaVine as your main guy.
Yeah.
So I'd be a little bit more comfortable taking a risk on one of these other guys, because now I got almost two swings at it. Maybe it's one guy, Trae Young, LaMelo, Jordan Poole, can do his thing and elevate his game. If that doesn't work, maybe Zach LaVine can elevate his game. If you don't bring in one of those guys, you only got one crack at it. Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Like, what you going to do? Because I'm with you. I'm not expecting much more out of Keegan. Once again, not that he's a bad player or not don't want him here. It's just, they ask him to do too much, and if they lessen his defensive responsibilities, he can be it. No.
It doesn't mean he can't, though.
It doesn't mean he can't.
I'm just not asking
it. Yeah, though. I'm not. If
fool me, whatever, you can get fooled again.
Whatever I get more than 15 points per game is gravy. That's what I'm asking for him. Give me 15 a night, work on the defensive end, and I'll fill in everything else around you, Keegan. But being a second scorer, being this, borderline franchise type player, I gave up on that probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I just want you to be good, and I'll figure everything else out around you. And that's doable for him. And then you got, like you said, you got Domas. I don't know what that's a tough one. That's the tough one again. Yeah. Once again, if you don't have enough scoring around Domas, it's just, maybe that's where I get, caught up in the scoring thing. Because I got one guy that he'll score on like putbacks and stuff like that, but going to get one, no, that's not his game. Doesn't seem to be his game.
I still want to believe Keegan Murray can grow as an offensive player. I'm not sure why DeMar DeRozan was the scapegoat for Keegan Murray not being better offensively last year. And then it became Zach LaVine, who was absolutely not here for the whole year. So it's like there's an argument that somehow Keegan Murray was really good the first part of the season, and then Zach LaVine showed up and screwed everything up. Or he was poised to take this giant jump as an offensive player, but DeMar DeRozan screwed all of that up. So I'm not really sure. I don't think anyone knows what to say about Keegan Murray, so they just say stuff. They just say stuff to say it. And I can just flat out tell you, I don't know. I've watched every game of that young man's career. I have no clue. Some days he looked like he could be like a legit 18 to 20 point per game score. Sometimes he just looks miscast as a starter, and he's really a role player.
Roddy says you gave up on him because they changed his position, gave all his shots to DeRozan. It's easy. DeMar is a ball stopper and is a volume shooter. Well, Roddy, I'll say this. Much like D'Lo said, I've watched every game of Keegan's career. I don't even see. This is going to sound mean. I'm not saying it like he's not skilled, but I don't even see the skill level. Like, I don't see him being able to dribble well enough to elevate his game. He gets on the fast break. He does the same move all the time. He kind of lowers the left shoulder and tries to muscle to the basket and finish that way. I haven't seen any type of athletic movement as far as like, you know, consistently being able to create open space for a shot, create space for an open shot. I haven't seen anything with the ball handle. We're going on 3 years now. I haven't seen anything in the post. I haven't seen a fadeaway. I haven't seen much of anything. And if that's the coaching staff's problem, if that's DeMar's fault or whatever, that's cool. That's fine too. I'm just telling you, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything that makes me say, nah, this guy's got it. They just need to let him cook. They just stop giving the ball to DeMar, give it to Keegan and let him cook. Cause you see how he, you see the handle, you see the variance in the way he can get his shot off. Like, just give him the ball and let him. I haven't even seen that. Maybe it's there. I haven't seen it.
Keegan Murray took 1.9 less shots last year than he did the year before. He went from 9.8 to 12.7 to 10.8.
So one less shot, took all the shots.
He went from 12.2 points to 15.2 points to 12.4 points. This is all DeMar DeRozan's fault. He took all of his shots away from him. Okie dokie. If that's what the hate for DeMar was really the most incredible thing of last season. The fan base is just disgust. The same fan base that was singing Not Like Us, the same fan base that popped when the tweets went out, the same fan base that was in my mentions and DMs nonstop for 2 days. That same fan base turned on him lightning quick.
That was crazy.
The same fan base that said 50 wins, the same fan base that said top 60, they had to have someone to blame. And for some reason, DeMar DeRozan became that guy. He was the guy that everyone had to blame. The Kings chose to blame Mike. The fans chose to blame DeMar. And in the end, we all lost. We all lost.
There's nobody wins when the family feuds.
DeMar DeRozan walked into Sacramento and did what DeMar DeRozan had done for 15 straight years. Not a version of it. The man literally did the same exact thing damn near to a T, from shots to shot percentage to points per game. The same thing. And Kings fans were clutching their pearls, stunned by what they were watching. And it just leads me back to, who do you think fixes this team? Because you have a version of in your head of someone, and I don't know who it is. It's of someone, but history says it might not be rooted in reality. Because you liked DeMar, and I guess you thought DeMar was going to change. And when he didn't, Kings fans for years have complained about free agent signing here and just being awful. DeMar just had another Hall of Fame year. Hated that man by February. Hated him. And, you know, here we are. DeMar ain't even part of the team no more.
No.
Look, I don't know where he's at, but we got him everywhere.
And easily this year, the most, I'll say, the most consistent and effective Sacramento King. Everybody else was just up and down all over the place. He's the one guy that played all the time, that produced all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of games, a good number of games, that the way that he played and produced won you those games. And there were a few games where the way he went about things lost you those games. And that's all people want to remember. But, yeah, DeMar, and then in the biggest game of the year, everybody that you wanted to have the ball just did nothing. Keegan did nothing. Mm-hmm. Domas did nothing.
Well,
nothing.
I mean,
Malik didn't play. Biggest game of the year.
Oh, late. Yeah.
Did nothing.
We begged for something to happen. It happened. and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not in. It's not in. That's not entirely Malik. There's just a. All right, we're autopsying this goddamn season again. We'll come back, man. We're gonna try to make this team better. We've got a finals game tonight. For goodness sakes, we've barely mentioned it's Thilo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Guy's pissing me off. I was like, oh, he's not talking today.
Get it together, Harold.
I don't think it was Harold. I don't remember what the guy's name was.
I don't remember his name either. That was a classic.
That you didn't know it was a person?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. That was epic. That was crazy.
I think it's Pete.
Is it Pete?
I think.
Okay.
That was a classic.
Refresh my memory. What did you think it was?
I thought it might have been like...
like AI?
Like you just type in to a system and there's a voice, like Waze. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. Like it could be a real guy. But I was like, he does, it's the same voice. You do it for every damn radio show across the country.
Kind of like Computron, right?
That's crazy. I don't even know what that is.
Man.
Damn.
That's tough.
Yeah, if you were real
that's
fan.
That's tough.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to say it again. You know.
I didn't hear. I'm going to make sure I heard you.
Didn't get the Computron reference.
That oh, Computron. No. I thought you said something else.
Yes, right.
Oh, yeah, Computron. That was season 4. Season 4.
All right, man.
Yeah.
What was Computron doing again?
He
was doing it.
The sexual harassment class that they had.
You really lean tough on that sexual harassment stuff, man. You really lean tough on that one.
Sometimes it's like a CNI single. Sometimes he gets it.
Nah, he's like the kid in Little League who just closes their eyes and swings.
Yeah.
I say that with all due respect because that was probably me. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was just one of those, you know, situations. It was a good episode, though.
That's
great.
You're not, man. Stop it.
No, because I started. I got locked back into a couple shows. I got a little time right now. So, yeah.
You got locked back into shows. You're watching BMF, for God's sake.
Well, BMF. I'm watching The Chi.
Oh, man.
Now I'm like
years
six seasons
behind
on
that. Yeah, me too.
I saw the first two seasons.
Me too. The kids are now grown, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
So my mom and the girl in Baltimore were watching, like they were up to date. And I walk in the living room, and I said, is that little boy with the dreadlocks? She's like, yeah, where you been at? I said, season two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're literally grown, yes. But yeah, I was like, I did like the show. I stopped watching for
no reason.
That
was a great show. No, it was a very good show. So. Yeah, it was a very, very good show.
Man. But I'm watching The Office.
Okay, good. I'm watching Love Island, so fantastic. It's bad, too, because I feel like I'm starting to learn people's names. Like, oh, man.
You should know them now. Or did you get it from the start of Love Island?
Of the season.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure
where.
Start-ish. Yeah, I think
it's one of those things. You can just pick it up.
Yeah, I think it was the start-ish.
Reunion show is going to be lit, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Those shows are cool.
Some of them are kind of crazy. Like,
they're all crazy.
I normally come like one of the Real Housewives is normally on. I'm always hoping it's like Atlanta or Potomac because I could get into those, especially. I think the girl from
Vanderpump. She was a housewife originally, wasn't she?
Oh yeah, we had to go to Caesars to go to the Vanderpump. She has like a bar there or something. This was funny. So this is where like Katie's comedic stuff is really great. So she's like, I want to take you somewhere. She wasn't taking me anywhere. She was taking herself there, but she was dragging me to it. And it was at Caesars.
Uh-huh.
Caesars is a hotel where it's like, okay, it's 105 outside.
Mm.
But we probably can walk this one. It was like a 20-minute walk. It felt much longer.
From Venetian to Caesars?
Yeah. But we get there, and I'm like, so she was like, look, and does this big unveil, and it's the Vanderpump thing. And I'm like, okay, this is cute. So she was like, but she wants to film a video. So I, you know, we do this video, and we're standing in line. We're short on time because this is our first night. So this is the night of Janet. We had a reservation, this whole thing. And there's a line to get in. And we're standing there. And then all of a sudden, I'm like looking around. I'm like, yo, this line is fake. She's like, what are you talking about? There's people here. I was like, no. The line is for effect. Look through the little palm tree right here. And you look through the palm tree, and it's just tables. And I'm like, oh.
Are they not open yet?
No. They were open. They hold people outside to make it look like there's a line to get in.
Oh, like Club Rookies.
Well, that feels like a shot.
Well, it's not. They all did it.
But yes.
Avalon, all of them.
Exactly like Club Rookies. They hold the line, so people are like, oh, we got to go get in line. And we're like, all right. Well, we don't really have much time. Like, you know, I know you want to be here. Well, it's like, okay, we can't get food. We'll just go in and get a drink. So we're sitting down. I order some wine. She orders her drink. It's a cool place. Like, I guess if you're into the housewife stuff, you'll think this is really cool. I was like, but I'm not. And it's just really nice. And, you know, we took some video in there. And then as we're getting ready to leave, she's like, you know what would be way funnier? Is if the video jump cuts to how excited I am to go to this place, and then it shows me walking away not being able to get in. So if you go look at her Instagram video, the Instagram story doesn't show that we actually went inside the place. It shows that we tried to get in line, and she very angrily had to turn away and not get in to see her Real Housewives of whatever.
Hey, I don't know where she. I think she's Beverly Hills.
I'm not
maybe.
Sure.
I only know because when we were living in L.A., my Auntie Wanda,
God bless
she came
Auntie
down
Wanda.
To visit, and I thought she wanted to see us, and she really just wanted to go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. No.
She almost didn't even go back to good old Paramount after that. She almost kept going straight.
That's hilarious. That's absolutely hilarious.
But that's the only reason I know Lisa Vanderpump, I think is the name.
I don't know.
Vanderpump Rules. She got her own show.
But you brought up the reunion shows. Those reunion shows are funny because she's always got a reunion show, and they're very dramatic.
Oh yeah,
they are so dramatic.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a while.
Like, could you imagine if the NBA did like an NBA Finals reunion?
Well, they tried to, and people got rid of it.
What would they do?
The award ceremony.
Oh, God damn. That's not what that was. That was off. Plus, didn't they do it in like August?
It was.
They did it hella late.
Late June, early July.
They did it after the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No.
The idea was good, but it just, you don't have time.
Like, why if you're anyone, like, just narrow it down. Let's do an NBA Finals reunion. Like, imagine if they did, like, the Heat and the Mavericks that year. Dwayne Wade was taking shots at Dirk, and they did a reunion where they're all sitting on, you know, chairs talking about what happened in the finals that year.
I was minding my own business until I saw the video of that guy coughing in the mocking my cold. Hold on, bro. I wasn't mocking your cold.
And LeBron over there going, oh, that would be so good. That would be so great.
They should bring that to the forefront. One of these sports.
Dude, hell, you could do, the Kings could do a reunion.
Oh, well, that'd be a fight. To have a reunion,
I guess you could
this
never
whole year,
but like I guess you could never do it. Like, how would you get Mike Brown? It has to be written in the contract.
Yeah.
If you get fired or traded, you have to come back for the reunion show.
The Kings reunion show, the 2024-2025 Kings reunion show is crazy.
You know,
it's crazy. Mike Brown, Monty McNair, yeah. De'Aaron Fox.
You know who'd be sitting next
to Sabonis and all them still here.
You know who'd be sitting next to De'Aaron?
Huh.
Not a player.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, you're right.
Bro, this reunion show would go so hard. Yo, book, why? Let us run stuff. It is now written into contracts. You have to come back for the reunion show.
Bro, the Kings reunion show is crazy.
Mike Brown sitting at his chair, just pushing up his glasses like, I just wanted them to.
These were my guys. You know. They were my guys while they were here. I know some people didn't like the way I went about things,
yeah.
But I went about it trying to make sure everybody
what would Monty McNair say at the reunion show?
Yeah, no. I mean, no. You know, we want to have
maintain and improve.
Yeah, we want to maintain and improve. And that's the case with our roster. Sir, the question was about Mike Brown.
Then you get, and here's the other caveat for Sacramento, at least. D'Lo and KC are moderating this. We're moderating this. And I'm asking, hey, Domas, why do you hate Mike Brown? In fact,
because that bitch.
All three of you that seem to hate Mike Brown. Let's start with Domas. Why do you hate Mike Brown? Mike, did you have any inclination that a fourth of the roster seemed to dislike you?
I didn't know. No. I really had no idea. These were my guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they were my guys from the start. And I just didn't know that, you know.
You sound like a nerd. Like,
well.
Darren.
Oh, Russ Dog got it. What if this guy comes through?
Who?
What if this guy comes through?
Jeremy Lamb shows up.
What if this guy comes to the reunion?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh.
We forgot Kevin Huerter got to go.
Oh, Kevin Huerter, I forgot. We got to bring back Kev.
Kevin's like a scorned person from episode 3 that left early.
Kevin's just the one who sits there and doesn't say anything. Like, he doesn't say anything.
Everyone's waiting on the bombshell to drop that Vivek Mandalavindo, but yeah, Jeremy Lamb comes out. In reality, it was him.
Do we go back into
this? We go one of those. You guys didn't know he was here. Jeremy Lamb comes walking out.
Triple H's music is playing.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Do you bring in people?
That would be fantastic.
Do you bring in people from past seasons, like DeMarcus Cousins or whatever, just kind of to set the?
Well, I was gonna ask, does Harrison make the cut?
He doesn't have to, but he'd be a fun surprise. Like the Royal Rumble.
Just like I told you guys.
Like, look, Diesel's here. Like, oh, cool. Like, here's Harrison. Here comes Diesel. That's fun.
It was like 2013, 2014, one of those, I think.
Guys, meet Puke Guy. Puke Guy giving his first public comments since getting Luke Walton fired.
Does Vivek have to show up?
No. Oh. This series wouldn't happen if Vivek had to show up. We know that.
Damn. I'm telling you, Vivek ain't never going to say nothing in this city ever again. No. Can't even tweet.
That man really can't.
He ain't never going to say another word.
Not until you throw some wins on the board.
That man tried to send a motivational message, and the fan base beat his ass up.
Just wrong.
Just keep, never give up. Oh, yeah? We'll try getting a win, Vivek.
Give up on being an owner. That'll tell him. That'll teach him.
I wonder... Does he still Instagram? Vivek, what's his last IG post? He doesn't have any pins, so what'd he do right here? Oh, May 30th. I was looking to see if he turned the comments off. He didn't. One of my favorite places in all of America is Central Park. I used to come out here early in the morning and go for a long run before spending the rest of the day selling software. First comment. Halliburton looking real good.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Halliburton looking real good. Wish we had him as a player.
To your one of your points, though.
No one cares. Please fix the Kings.
to your
Stop
points,
ruining
though,
the Kings.
Instagram's a little nicer, though.
It is nicer, except when you see the first comment is about.
Jeez.
Oh, this guy says, cool. Explaining to fans why you're ripping us off with higher ticket prices and piss poor basketball year after year.
That's a fair point.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton will win a championship before you have a full basketball franchise. Let's see what this one says.
Instagram is much nicer. It is much nicer.
Well, first comment, stop ruining the Kings.
Well, where's your? That ain't my first comment.
I'm not, well, maybe my Instagram is.
Mine is good stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What post are you looking at?
The one where he's in front of the hotel with the glasses on. He's got glasses on all of them. Yeah, the first one is stuff from Marty Pinbrook.
Nope, I got Stop Ruining the Kings right above that.
See, I don't know. Let me see. It's got
to
be in
there. We want to know why
Stop
our
Ruining
team...
the Kings. That's from Nat T. Spee.
We want to know why our team is not in the California Classic.
Where's that one? Oh, yeah. That's
and then someone said,
Carl Cachet.
Someone said, Jesus Christ is coming.
They said that on all of the posts.
You gotta,
actually.
Let's. Oh, okay. All right. How about this one?
You're doing business with a con man.
Grateful to all who have sacrificed everything for our country. It's a Memorial Day post.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Comments. Sell.
That's the only comment like that, though. Instagram's a much nicer place. Much nicer.
Yeah, that's it. That was the only one. Just telling him to sell. Vivek's videos are funny.
They are. Well, let's, look. The edit is funny, too, because he stands there for like 1.3 seconds, and then somebody's like, go. And then he starts saying it.
This is my 50th year in America. It's been an incredible journey, and I'm excited to share some of my favorite places with you all. First comment, get a point guard.
Oh, my gosh.
Second one, fix the Kings, bro.
No, this one is mean. Yeah, this one is mean.
Trade DeRozan. That's great and all, but please, please let the basketball people run the basketball team.
94Q says, worst owner in professional sports. Come on, man. Only one playoff appearance since you took over 12 years? I appreciate you stepping in and helping the Kings in Sacramento, but we as Sacramento fans deserve better. 4 exclamation points.
Bro, WTF. No one cares. Get your ass back to Sacramento and figure out how much money you need to give Scott to fix the team you destroyed. Bro is literally celebrating being an American.
This one, now this one is much more like Twitter.
Yeah, this one's bad. This one is terrible.
Just being grateful for everything in life. That's how they respond.
Well, at least there's a few hearts and fire emojis, but
oh man.
You're a loser. You traded Fox while you had all the cards to deal him. You are a loser owner. Again, the man is just celebrating being in America.
This is so wrong.
God, social media is brutal. Oh, I know this one's bad.
Which one is it?
The Mason Jones pick.
Oh, no.
There's 296 comments on it. They are all bad.
Jeez.
Yeah, in fact, we're just going to close that one.
I think people left them alone once the season ended. That's why we saw ones that aren't that bad. When the season was going on, they lit him up.
I remember the night, because if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't think I am. I remember the night they posted this because I think this was the night of the play-in game.
Yeah, sounds right.
Because I remember when I remember seeing this, and I think I said to you, this is a bad lack of self-awareness. Right. Like, I get it. You're celebrating. You can't post this picture today.
Mm.
Oh, that's tough.
Damn.
Sorry, Vivek.
Vivek, like I said, he ain't going to say nothing no more.
Nah, he's done. So he's not coming on our reunion show.
We reached out to Vivek and he declined our invite.
Vivek is just going to
decline for comment.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a videotaped response from Vivek.
Where it goes. Hey, I want to thank everybody that came out. And
oh, man.
We haven't talked about game four enough, I don't think.
Bro, there's 3 minutes in the show left.
We haven't talked about it at all.
This is the perfect time.
You know what part of it is?
Game four, big time.
I don't know what to expect. And this is the first time, because you know I didn't feel this way in game two. I definitely didn't feel it in game three. This is the first time I feel like the Thunder might run away with a game.
Mm.
And I don't know why. I need, you know, obviously Siakam and Ty have to do exactly what they did, maybe even, you know, better tonight. You're probably not getting 27 from Benedict Mathurin, but you need a good night from him. You need a really good night from the bench. They did so many things right in game three. Execute a little bit better in the fourth quarter. I don't know what to say to tell you the Pacers will win game four.
Mm.
I don't know. They did it in game three. Mm. I don't know what to say about game four. Do it again and probably at a higher level. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want anyone to run away with any of these games. But this one I just kind of have a weird feeling about.
This is a huge game tonight. This is the series to me. Tonight's the series.
Yeah, you said that a couple of days ago. I understand why you're saying that. I don't agree with it. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I've been a staunch Pacers supporter. I just don't like this game.
Say it. Say you're a Pacers fan. Say it. Say yes, sirs. Go ahead.
I'll take
Lake Show off the board.
I think they abandoned
yes sirs.
No, that's never happening. I gave you the opportunity. I actually think they abandoned yes sirs.
They should.
I think they realized it was white. Look, like, because look, the shirts are different, and the shirts that they had on the other day were different.
It's
something about Indiana. Yeah, it was something about
it's
Indiana
basketball in 40.
Yeah, it was
places.
Actually worse. But game four of the NBA Finals is coming up in just about 35 minutes. Coverage begins here at 4:30. We will see you Monday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.